I can't whoop all y'all. I can't do that. But here's what the scripture says. Correction like a rod. The rod of correction. Correction like a rod will drive foolishness out. And if you'll take correction as a medicine, it'll drive out the poison. It'll get rid of some things. Now, correction doesn't always go down smooth. But it will drive it out if you accept it and not despise it. Now, here's what the scripture says. Look at Proverbs 11. Let's go through Proverbs for a moment here. Child abuse. Man, if that case, my whole life was child abuse. What are you talking about? We went to school with whips and everything. And the teachers looked at us then and said, look like somebody been doing some discipline in the home, huh? Shoot, man, I remember I had a teacher, Miss Coleman. Miss Coleman in first grade. Miss Coleman got a jump rope. And I said something. She attempted to mop. Wow, she had literally put soap in my mouth. That woman was crazy. She put soap and water, bent me over to the sink, and was beating me with a jump rope and putting water in my face at the same time. And when I told my mom and them, they congratulated her. You try something like that today, it'd make the 6 o'clock news. But Miss Coleman was able to teach her class without any disruption. Now, don't go out here saying something. I ain't justifying nobody get beat up with a jump rope and all that. I'm just saying it probably took a jump rope and switches for me. I have foolishness. If my mom and daddy didn't beat me, I'd be dead. Because I still have foolishness in me. Talking didn't work with me. My mom and daddy tell me something, and then I'd do just what they told me not to do. Just to see if I could get away with it. And I wouldn't stop until I met some force. And I figured, well, I better not go that way no more. You know. I tell you, we do probably need to look at some stuff. You know, you never, and while I'm on it, let me go ahead and address it fully so nobody will take it out of context. It's the correction part that God wants to get into your children, not just the beatest him part. Okay? It's all right to spank your kids under control, never out of anger. Spank them under control, out of anger. And as soon as you finish the spanking, take your kid, make sure they understood what happened and what's going on, and then wrap your arms around them and love them. And try not to ever use the hands, because the hands are supposed to be for loving, you know? But get you a little rod. We used to use a little bolo bat. You know them little bolo bats? Where they just tear the thing off the bolo bat and turn it into a rod. And I know people in this day and time have a hard time with that, but now when you read the scripture over and over and over and over again, I'm gonna stick with God. I'm gonna believe with God. Now, there's a difference between beating up your children. I mean, you don't have your kids say, didn't I tell you to empty the trash can? Bam! What? You didn't do what I tell you? You got a problem. You got a serious, serious problem. But I'm talking about in a controlled way, not aimed at hurting, but aimed at getting your attention to do what needs to be done. We need to sit down at Congress and we need to talk to them about the difference between child abuse and child rearing. There's a difference. Okay? All this back here is called the gluteus maximum muscle. It's a thick muscular cushion that's able to absorb correction. And when used properly, you'd be surprised how that child would begin to conduct himself as he holds on to what happened to his gluteus maximum. It holds in remembrance all of what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. Now, there are some kids you can talk to, man, they'll respond, and you train them that way, they'll respond. You know, I like to train my kid first time, all right? Do it the first time. Second time, they're gonna meet me and something else.